4DJW Mobile. Good morning, Dave. I'm in my wife's car, taking it to be serviced. She took my car to work. So I am on EchoLink because her car doesn't have a radio in it. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I got up kind of early. At my age, old bones get to hurting after being in the bed for a while. So got up and got some coffee, got stirring around, and got me some breakfast, and got my medicine and got my insulin shots done, so now I'm ready to start my day.
Well, I know what it's like not to want to get out on these cold days, but if you dress for it, it's okay, I guess. I just don't like having to get dressed for it. But I was in a conundrum. Should I schedule this thing early in the morning and just get it done with? Or should I schedule it later in the afternoon where I won't have to worry about the cold? And I guess one versus the other, go ahead and knock it out in the cold and get it over with, you know? Get it done. I just had her car maintenance back in December, and now it needs maintenance again. I guess I'm going to have to invest in one of those tools that tells me what's ailing it. That you plug in under the steering wheel and it tells you what it doesn't like.
Sends the information to my tablet and tells me a whole bunch of stuff going on with the engine. It's this nifty little thing. I think the one I bought wasn't but like $10, $12 on Amazon.
Hey, well, I'm glad I talked to you this morning because the last one of those things that I bought was about $300 at the auto parts store, and it would only do a certain quantity of cars, models, makes, and year. And you had to keep it updated and you had to pay for all the updates. So at that point, the cure is worse than the problem. Right? Just knowing is not worth all that. But if they got them down to 10 bucks now, then that means when I get home, I'll be on Amazon. I might pick up one of those while I'm sitting in the waiting room today.
I think it's called Torque Lite, L-I-T-E, torque like a torque wrench. And, I think you can probably buy a more elaborate program, that they've got, but the Torque Lite is free. And, like I say, I just, my mom's 2003 Lincoln, I just plugged it up in there and it told me, hey, this cylinder's got, a bad coil pack and possibly, you got plug issues going on. So, it's just right handy.
The way it stands now, I don't know. I mean, it could be the tires need rotating, and it was only like 100 miles or 200 miles away from that when I left the Toyota place last month. Because it came on when we went down to Fort, halfway down to Fort Myers. After I serviced it for going to Fort Myers, halfway down there it said, maintenance required. I'm like, okay, somebody doesn't have their ducks in a row here. because they should have cleared those things. And if something was coming up within the next couple of 100 miles, they had a little look ahead there. But anyway, we'll see what it is. I mean, it could be something really simple. They could come back and tell me you need something really expensive. I don't know. But we'll find out. I hate doing this, every month. So it would be nice to have one of those things. W4DJW.
A little frustrating to, not know what it is and have to take it back to the dealership and usually spend half a day there, waiting on them to look at it.
That's why I scheduled an appointment. You schedule it, you're supposed to be able to get through quicker than the people that come off the street. But I think they have more people who just drive in off the street than they have people that schedule. So, not wanting to disappoint any of their customers, they disappoint the ones that scheduled it. Because I have had to wait a long time, even though I scheduled it. And, well, I guess it is what it is.
It is what it is. None of them are like, you know, a pit stop on a racetrack. It's always, you know, it's always at least a half a day. But yeah, that's like today we've got, we get a deal with her car, and it's only $20 for an oil change, and I can't do it myself for that. So, and I've got a doctor's appointment this morning. We'll take care of that, and then we'll have a break there, go get some lunch, and then go get the oil change. So, kind of got the day planned out.
You're my kind of thing than I am. I've been putting it off since we got back from Fort Myers, was back at the turn, and here we are, 20-something. Anyway, she's going to take the car to Raleigh over the weekend, so she wanted that required maintenance thing off of her dash before she took off and went there. I'm going to field day, she's going to, so I just need to get it in the best shape I can before she takes off over there to ease her worries. Anyway, I'm about to turn in here, so I'm going to let you go, but it's good talking to you this morning. You and Miss Marie have a good day. Enjoy it. It looks like it's going to be a pretty day. NXYW4DJW. I think I messed that up last time.
AQ4FRY. Anyone got a copy?
Come on in here. We're just clearing out, but I'll be back to you in just a second. You have a good day, too, and get that car straightened out, and I'll see you at Fieldback KF4NXY station. Go ahead.
KQ4FRY, this is Rhonda over in Lyman, and I just got my ham license today, and I was getting on here to see who was all on here today.
I don't know what kind of radio and antenna you got going on, but you're quieting into the machine. Got an excellent signal, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on getting your license.
On my home base right now, I've got a Yagi antenna. It's about 25, maybe 30 feet up in the air. And I'm talking on that, getting some radio set up. This one I'm talking on, that's going to go on my truck.
What kind of radio is it?
Maybe 25 times 2.
I think I've got something very similar in my wife's car. I'll give you a little heads up with some of these radios. Like that one, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can program it with what they call chirp, and you know, just get a cable and hook it to your computer, and I've used that access, but that other thing that we're talking to you earlier this morning about, you know, where to find the repeaters, you can go into that and get that and send it right to your radio, and it makes it a whole lot easier.
And see if a cable came with this, and if it didn't, I'll probably get one. And because, yeah, that'd be a whole lot easier than trying to go in and do it on the radio itself.
I think, the one you got is very similar to the one, you know, I've got in my wife's car, and it's a Chinese radio, and, you know, they kind of sell those all over the world, so they don't necessarily come with the automatic. Mine is 600 offset, you know, with the, you had to put that in yourself to get in on this repeater, so it does make it easier if you kind of, you know, can use a computer and you have a computer and internet access to just, you know, use that chirp program and hook your radio up to the computer and download it, you know, to the radio.
Good advice that y'all are giving me, and I'm probably will have many, many more questions as I get into this, but I do have my GMRS license, and also I've talked on CB radio, so they all kind of kind of the same, but kind of different also. But I'm looking forward to learning more about the ham radio. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and study to get my general and get the extra amateur license too. But I'd start out with this one just to get my feet wet.
You're doing an excellent job getting into the machine. It sounds like you've got that Yagi pointed, you know, right at it, because, you know, you're, like I say, you're full quieting, the signal's excellent, so, and I don't know if, you know, if you've got a rotator on it, or if you, I've got a small Yagi out there, if I turn it, I got to go out there and grab a hold of it with my hands and point it in a different direction, so, but, like I say, you're definitely doing good with what you got, and on the weekends you may even want to go over to Simplex on 5-2. There's people around here that get up on the local mountains and do Summit on the Air and Parks on the Air, so that's another little thing you can kind of get into with the 2 meter.
And the 5-2, is that like a frequency or what is it? I'm not too familiar with that.
I'm sorry, I didn't really explain that well. It's 146.520. It's kind of the calling frequency for Simplex on 2 meter. And a lot of times on the weekends you'll hear people, like I was saying, they'll be, you know, up on a mountain, or they'll be in a state park, and they've got something called POTA, Parks on the Air, and Summit on the Air. You know, you might want to Google both of those, and, you know, find some information on that. And, you know, that might be something you want to do sometime once you put that radio in your truck. You can, you know, go up to a mountaintop somewhere and on the weekend and see how many people you can get on Simplex. So it's, you know, it's just all kind of things you can do with the radio.
146.520. Now, does it have any kind of like offset or anything like that, a tone or?
It's strictly Simplex. There's, you know, like I said, there's 146.520, and then there's 146.550. That's, people use that for Simplex around here. And there's 146.580. People use that. And there's a few other Simplex frequencies, but those are the most popular.
All that information, and there again, like I said earlier, there'll probably be a lot of questions I have, but again, thank you for all your information. I hope you have a great day, and I'm going to get off here and try to get this hooked into my truck and give me a little bit something to eat, but you have a great day, and this is KQ4FRY standing by.
Not sure what kind of, you know, mobile installation you're looking at. If you're thinking about using that radio as a mobile and a base, you may just want to put a cigarette lighter plug on the power wires. And but that kind of limits, with my experience, that's kind of limits the amount of power that I can pull through the radio to send to the antenna. But anyway, that's a whole different ball of wax. If you know, if you have more questions, I'll see if I can answer them. And there's other people out here that are a whole lot more well versed with this stuff than I am. So you have a good day too, and I'll talk at you later. This is David, KF4NXY. I'm clear.
And that way I can write it down.
Sorry, I did say it kind of fast. Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee.
And I will be, I'm sure I'll talk to you again, but you have a good day. This is KQ4FRY. signing off.